Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach, and in this episode, I want to dissect this idea that I had where just because you're positive doesn't make you nice. Now it's like, wait, that doesn't seem to make sense. Well, we're going to explore that. But before we fully dive into it, I would like to take the opportunity to invite you to subscribe if you haven't already, that way you get all the various lessons and episodes that I put out right when I put them out. Thank you if you just did, and thank you if you already were. It truly does mean a lot to me, as I hope it does to you. So let's talk about this. You know, there's people out there who can be encouraging, who can have the best of intentions, and really, you know, when they see you, kind of be on your side. But that doesn't automatically make them nice. Well, why not? Well, because if it crosses over to, for me, a level of commitment, right? So if someone, listen, I understand that I hold people to a high standard, but that's the same standard I hold for myself. And so for me, if I say I'm going to commit to something, my word is my bond in that sense. At least I try to make it as much as humanly possible. Now, doesn't mean things don't get in the way, and if I have to reshuffle, then yes, I try to communicate of like, hey, I know, like for example, you know I told you that Wednesday I would have something to you, things came up, I'll have to reshuffle, and instead you're gonna get it on Friday. And part of that is, you know, the communication with that person, knowing like, okay, is this something that they would definitely need by Wednesday? Or is Friday actually okay? Because if they truly need it by Wednesday, and I know I would be screwing them over, then I'll find a way because I don't want to screw them over. And it's weird because I don't, you know, this idea that taking time for yourself and not burning, you know, burning yourself out and things like that. I'm all in favor of self-care. And yes, in my past, there have been times where I've overcommitted to things. And that has to be communicated of like, hey, listen, I just took on too much and I'm not able to do this. But to just leave a person in a situation when you've committed to something, that's not right. That's not my standard. And so if you know, like, whatever, like, for example, if I'm working on something and I can no longer do it, let's say it's an editing project. I say, hey, listen, I'm unable to continue, but here's three people that can take over for me and can deliver just as good as job on it, or whatever the case may be. And so when I talk about this idea that just because you're positive doesn't make you nice, this is an aspect of it where, you know, there's been. The other aspect that I can think of to exemplify this is in previous jobs that I've had, there's been certain people who've like, you know, they become all buddy-buddy, they're high-fiving, and they're really nice to the employees. And the employees, you know, they like each other and so forth. And, you know, sometimes I would come off as cold, but I'm like, okay, listen, I'm not like, I don't hate you, you know, I'm not whatever, but at the same time, like, why are you the nice one? Because, you know, yeah, sure, you high five and, you know, do X, Y, and Z, but I'm the one busting my ass to deliver the stuff that you expect me to deliver. Meanwhile, they've dropped the ball on every project that they've been a part of, you know? And later, when I switched into a management position, you know, I would have talks with people and say like, "Hey, like you pretend to be their friend, but you're not, because a friend wouldn't film stuff badly for them, right? You wouldn't have bad audio, bad lighting if you're filming for some, you know, for them. So why do you think I'm the asshole? When, for me, in those instances, the best thing I can do for somebody is to deliver a good product, all right? And I realize what I'm talking about is in a work environment rather than a personal environment, but I think there are definitely at least aspects of it that translate to the personal. You know, if someone's continually late for something, why, you know, that's not, it shows their level of commitment to you. And just because then they act nice and so forth doesn't mean anything. They're wasting your time. And so for me, yeah, like, I think I don't want standards to slip. And I worry that they may be. And I think it starts with individually, right? And for me, you know, I hold myself to a higher standard than I do for other people. I'm a lot more lenient with other people than I am myself. And that is a very stoic principle that I try to apply that to my life. And so, yeah, I have expectations of people. But it's no, if anything, I expect more out of me than them. So I'm not asking them to do something that I wouldn't. And it's something that I wish more people did consider. And that's why I'm talking about it. Because if nothing else, I want you to consider it. Right? So yeah, that's my message to you. But just because someone's positive doesn't make them nice. And consider that for yourself. Yeah. And listen, it's not like I'm some saint. Certainly this reflection was eye-opening for me years ago. You know, I had to confront this with myself. So thank you for taking the time to tune in. As always, if you have any questions or thoughts of your own, comment down below or hit me up on social media at @PhilSvitek and we can discuss further. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I hope to see you next time.